Here's a check on stories that we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A forecast from our meteorologist, Dan Henry, in the Weather Center. Scattered rain showers through early this afternoon, a temperature near 50 degrees. And we'll have plenty of sun tomorrow, 45 to 50. And Sunday, once again, we can expect some increasing clouds, late day showers, temperature in the mid-50s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast. That is coming your way in just a few minutes here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Taking a look at those stories that we're following for you today. Well, Millerton is the place to be over the next couple of days. The Millerton Festival of Lights weekend kicks off today. Events kick off with a Black Friday event and go on throughout the entire weekend. For today, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. ice carving demonstration at Veterans Park with professional ice carver Jeff Scarpa, carving 200-300-pound blocks of ice into works of art. At 11 o'clock, a free screening of Polar Bear Express at the movie house, where seats are first come, first served, including popcorn and a beverage. At 1:15 this afternoon to 1:30, a children's raffle at Veterans Park. Amazing prizes for children, which include bicycles, scooters, gift baskets, gift certificates that have been sponsored by various local businesses. At 1 to 3 this afternoon, a cookie decorating contest and live music at the Northeast Community Center. 1 to 4, hot cocoa and cookies at Veterans Park. 1 to 4, free hay rides, pick up at Veterans Park and also at Dutchess Avenue. Now, beginning at 2:30 today, Salisbury Brass Band is performing holiday songs at Veterans Park. At 5 p.m., the Festival of Lights Parade and Tree Lighting with the Millerton Fire Department. Now, going on all weekend long, there'll be tastings and treats. Also, Himmel Ornament Workshop at the Irondale Schoolhouse both days, book giveaway at the Northeast Millerton Library, and for the kids, there'll be a snowman scavenger hunt, kind of like Where's Waldo. For more information on this entire weekend, MillertonEvents.com. Two Bard College students have won Rhodes Scholarships for 2023. Sonita Aldida, 23, from Bard College, Annandale-on-Hudson, and Nawra Albud, 23, from Bard College, Berlin. One of the most prestigious scholarships available to undergraduates, the Rhodes is a fully funded award for postgraduate study at the University of Oxford. Alzada, originally from Afghanistan, is one of only two applicants who've been awarded a Global Rhodes Scholarship available to students from nations that are not members of the established Rhodes constituencies. She joins Ronan Farrow, 04, as a scholarship while still an undergraduate. Albud, originally from Syria, is the first Bard College Berlin student to receive a Rhodes Scholarship. She was awarded one of two Rhodes Scholarships in partnership with the Said Foundation for students from Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, and Palestine. Reminder that the Festival of Trees is underway at Noble Horizons. They have the Festival of Trees going on through December 3rd. There's free admission. It's open Saturdays noon till 4, Thursday and Fridays from noon till 6. And coming up next weekend, the gala party is Saturday, December 3rd from 5 to 7:30. If you want more information or tickets for that gala party, noblehorizons.org or 860-435-9851. Also a reminder about the memory tree put together and put on by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary. It is once again at the Town Hall and will be there through November 31st. If you'd like to have an ornament with a name of someone you'd like to honor on it or your name, well, you can contact the Selectman's Office at 860-364-5789. Christ Trinity Church in Sheffield will present Buster Keaton's hilarious silent comedy Steamboat Bill Jr. on Saturday, November 26. Joanna Seaton and Donald Sosin will provide live vocal, percussion, and keyboard accompaniment. The duo, based in Lakeville, has performed all over the U.S. and Europe for almost 25 years. Showtime is at 7 p.m. A donation, $12. Refreshments will be available. Dewey Hall is located on Route 7, just south of the mobile station. The Canaan Events Committee is having their annual Parade of Lights with a visit from Santa. That will happen this Sunday. Any questions, reach out to Jesse McDonald at 860-671-9818. coming up on Thursday, December 1st at 6 p.m. at the D.M. Hunt Library. The library will host Journey of a Young Filmmaker with Falls Village resident Yona Satip, a film student at Bard College. She has produced films showing local farms, community art projects, student fiction works, and local issues such as affordable housing. He'll talk about his love of film and the process of becoming a filmmaker. Midday Music and Meditation is back at the Salisbury United Church of Christ, presenting its monthly Midday Music and Meditation on Friday, December 2nd, from 12 noon to 12:30 at 30 Main Street. The meeting house doors will open at 11:30. Attendance will be restricted to one-half capacity. Audience members will be admitted on a first-come, first-served basis. Masks are optional. Free to the public, director Borowski's musical gift will provide a time of reflection surrounded by inspiring, soul-nourishing classical repertory. More information at 860-435-2442. Merry and Bright is coming up this coming weekend, December 3rd and 4th and 5th, right through that whole time. Merry and Bright 5K Reindeer Run and Walk will be happening on Saturday, December 3rd, beginning at 9 a.m. at 15 Academy Street in Salisbury. Also during the Merry and Bright holiday weekend in downtown Salisbury is a wreath-making workshop with Shelley Woolert from Hudson Valley Flower Farm. You can make an 18-inch wreath. The events will take place during the Merry and Bright holiday weekend on Saturday at either 11:30 or 1 in downtown Salisbury. Location is the patio of Honey Church Home. You're asked to dress warmly and bring garden gloves, and you can make a wreath. Now, meanwhile, coming up next weekend as well, a busy weekend next weekend, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual ski and skate sale happens on Saturday, December 3rd at the Lakeville Host Company in Lakeville. Sale hours are 8 to 11. The final hour is when you can come pick up your leftover equipment or your sales receipts where you get the cash, or items become property of SWASA. But you have to drop all the equipment off on December 2nd. Okay, in between 4 and 7. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 to 11. By the way, Lakeville Host Company will be there with donuts and breakfast sandwiches and coffee for sale. Sharon's United Methodist Church has their annual Christmas fair on Saturday, December 3rd, taking place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the basement of the church on Upper Main Street in Sharon. A holiday card and tag sale workshop with Meg Musgrove happens on Saturday, December 3rd, from 10 until noon at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. 12 Moons Coffee House in Falls Village on December 3rd has a coffee house which starts at 6:30, featuring singer-songwriter Chris Brown as its December offering. Of course, remember, there's always open mic time there and more. The Broadway Cabaret fundraiser live in Sheffield. Two performances. Enjoy performances of fabulous show tunes featuring their own South County artist. Christ Trinity Church brings you the performance. By the way, performances are Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th at 2 p.m. at Dewey Hall in Sheffield. For more information and tickets, aplos.com/AWS events Broadway Cabaret. And on Sunday at 2 o'clock, it's the same deal. All tickets must be reserved and paid for in advance. The Dover VFW Post 5444 Auxiliary Breakfast will be Sunday, December 4th from 7:30 to 11. It's going to be a big breakfast, 7:30 to 11. Adults, $10. Seniors, $8. Children, 10 and under, are $6. The Amenia Fire Company Parade of Lights will be happening. The holidays are just around the corner. The Parade of Lights, like last year, the Amenia Wasaya Community Organization has put together a day full of holiday-related events. That'll be Sunday, December 4th, in between 2 and 5. At 2 o'clock, tree decorating next Sunday, not this Sunday. Santa visiting and Great Cape Bakery at 3 o'clock. Music performance by the Weavertuck Music Department at 4. Tree lighting and Citizen of the Year announcement at Town Square at 4:15. Parade of Lights starting at the Firehouse at 5. 2 to 5, Kent's Holiday Park. Kids Holiday Arts and Crafts, 2 to 5 refreshments and food provided by local businesses. At 6 o'clock, a special screening of the Polar Express at Four Brothers Drive-In. Prizes will be handed out for the best decorated storefront and float. Any questions, contact Danielle at the Amini Wasaic Community Organization, danielle@aminiwasaic.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. Morgan's features a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. You'll find them on the web at interlakeninn.com and also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 34,277.00. S&P 500, 4,039.75. And the NASDAQ future at 11,867.75. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.